We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It is 9:49. Our thanks to Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, for giving us free picks on a football Friday. We have the Cindio HRO Twitter question to get to. It's Shane and Jad today. Bruce will be along here in a little while, we think.
We hope so. Make
the State Farm picks. He didn't send me his picks, so that leads me to believe that he's going to be able to call and tell us what they are. So,
well, the last I talked to him, that was the plan.
Yeah, that segment should still go off as planned. I don't know if I asked you this or not, and we'll get to the question here in a second. You working double duty, pulling double duty like you do every day. You work Steve and Ted in the morning before here, and then you come over and help us.
Yeah.
A lot more political talk over there on KNSS, of course.
Yes, there is.
Do you know, can you answer me this, and you know how apolitical I am, but how interested in election night that I am.
Yeah.
Can I still count on wherever I tune in, the states up on the map of the states up on the wall still lighting up that so-and-so precinct's reporting that so-and-so is going to win Florida? Can I still expect that, or is it not going to be as immediate as it normally is with people mailing in their ballots and whatnot? Do you follow what I'm saying?
I do follow what you're saying, and a lot of people are asking the same question. And the answer is, frankly, we don't really know. It's all going to kind of depend on what happens that day, that night, what the precincts are reporting, when they're coming in, if we're even going to have a winner determined
right.
That night. It's going to be unclear. This is obviously 2020 being 2020. It's a very different year than any others we've tried to actually have an election during, and it's going to be no different as far as to trying to count things out and determining when and where.
Okay, well, yeah. That's my own selfishness there, because I want immediacy. I want to know.
Before
I go to bed.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, that didn't clear things up, but it answered my question, so that's close enough. All right, the Twitter question. Cindio HRO brings it to us. I need to find it here. We'll get to Chris Lilly in 8 minutes or so, talk high school football. Okay, here we go. What was the, and I, you can certainly chime in here, Jad, if you're innocent, guilty, or somewhere in between. What was the biggest waste of money your parents ponied up for you as a kid? So, in other words, they dropped some coin for you for something that really didn't pan out and turned out to be a waste of money.
All right.
Music lessons / instrument, karate lessons, baseball cards, or dance / ballet lessons. Any of those that you partook in, and not necessarily that it was a waste of money, but did you do any of those things? Collect sports cards, take a music lesson, take karate lessons, or take dance or ballet? Any of those?
I did play a musical instrument, but then again, I got paid for it in college and got a partial college scholarship based on it. So I don't know if it was a waste.
That's the anti-waste of money. That was certainly worth going out for band for you.
Yeah.
Did you take any lessons?
Yes, I did. I took some lessons.
Okay. Well, in that case, that paid off. If you got part of your school paid for, then good for you.
Not a lot, mind you. But
oh, well, yeah. You know how music scholarships are. Do they give fulls? They don't, do they?
I don't believe they do. I don't know. They might, but I don't think they give full scholarships out. But I know I got a partial scholarship for it. It was enough to pay for some stuff, and then
books or something.
Yeah, and then if you were in any of the bands, you got a stipend for being a part of it.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, of our respondents, music lessons / instruments, 51% of the vote. So 51% of people were mature enough to realize that their folks probably blew some money on that. Baseball cards, 36%. So in other words, 36% of guys or gals ended up putting those cards in their spokes of their bicycles instead of actually collecting them.
Mm-hmm.
And then dance / ballet lessons and karate lessons were distant third and fourth. You still got plenty of time to vote if you want to. If you haven't seen it yet, at KFH Radio is where you can find it.
I guess I could say that it was a bit of a sunk cost in terms of actually me getting any good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Because although it did wind up making, you know, something for me, I think that was just in the fact that the trombone wasn't exactly the highest in demand. Mm-hmm. And so I sort of got some of that money at college just via default, because I was about the only trombone player around that they could hand it off to. I wasn't any good at it.
I played trombone in junior high, full disclosure. Yeah. Practiced. I mean, I practiced. You had to practice to get a good grade, and you had to have your parents vouch for you that you did practice when you were at home.
Yep.
So thanks to Mrs. Bailey, my music teacher in junior high. Left it in the eighth grade, though. That was almost like going out for track and field in junior high for me. It was about the social aspect. You get to see other people from other schools at band meets or whatever you call them.
I enjoyed that part of it, yeah.
Yeah. All right, here we go to hour number two. Chris Lilly will join us here in a second. He's going to talk high school football, a couple really good games to keep our eyes on, and he will let us know about those. And our State Farm picks coming up in about 30 minutes. Hour number two straight ahead. It's Shane and it's Jad and it's a Friday and it's 9:55.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.